Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, September 16th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin this morning with news regarding tonight's SmackDown live from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Logan Paul will be making an appearance on the show to call out WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns, as was revealed thanks to an extended Twitter exchange that went through Wednesday and Thursday involving Logan Paul, Reigns, Paul Heyman, and Paul Triple H Levesque. A potential storyline feud between Reigns and Logan Paul began during an appearance the champion made on Paul's YouTube show Impulsive earlier on this week, in which Paul seemed to issue a universal title challenge to Reigns after the title holder left the studio.
You see what I did at SummerSlam?
It's amazing.
When is the last time you've seen something like that done? Top rope, onto the table, on my second match ever. It's what I do. I love competing at the highest level as soon as I get into the thing. You're not going to like this? You put me against Roman Reigns right now, I think I win.
Let's go.
Fuck out of here.
Let's go. Let's go, bro.
I'll say it to camera. I don't care. I don't care that he just left. Me versus Roman Reigns, one-on-one. That's my match.
Words were subsequently exchanged on Twitter, after which Levesque responded by making the official invitation to Paul to show up in Anaheim, which he accepted. Logan Paul is signed to a part-time contract with WWE through 2023. He last appeared in a WWE ring at SummerSlam, where he defeated The Miz. In ticket sales for tonight's show, WrestleTix reported earlier this week that as of Tuesday, 6,991 tickets had been distributed for tonight's SmackDown, with 566 available. It was not reported how many of the 6,991 tickets were sold and how many were comped. The original run of tickets for the show were fully distributed, but new sections were made available earlier this week. In ratings news, AEW Dynamite pulled in its highest viewership in over a year, a total of 1.175 million viewers for Wednesday night's show on TBS, live from the MVP Arena in Albany, according to Showbuzz Daily. This was the largest audience for Dynamite since the September 8, 2021 edition, which was the post-All Out episode. It was also up 13.53% from last week's episode. In the 18-49 demographic, the show scored a 0.39 rating, or the equivalent of 509,000 viewers. That was the highest rating in the demo since June 1st. That's slightly up from last week's episode, which drew a 0.38 in the demo. The episode also ranked number 1 in the cable top 150 for the night in the demo, and number 27 overall. Viewership held steady with the same week in 2021, although the key demo rating was down 11.36%. With news of the upcoming film on the Von Erich family, here is the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
Jeremy Allen White, best known for his role in the Showtime series Shameless, and currently starring in the hit Hulu series The Bear, will play Cary Von Erich in The Iron Claw, the upcoming film on the Von Erich family from independent production company A24, according to an exclusive report yesterday from Deadline. Already announced for the film are Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich and British actor Harris Dickinson as David Von Erich. The film will tell the tragic story of the rise and fall of one of pro wrestling's most well-known families. Written and to be directed by Sean Durkin, the movie is still in pre-production, and an official release date has not yet been announced. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
WWE Hall of Famer and former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will be returning to the ring for independent promotion Big Time Wrestling, according to Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso. Steamboat is scheduled for a match at Big Time Wrestling's Sunday, November 27th event at Dorton Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was not made known who Steamboat would be working with, but it was presumed in the article that it would be part of a tag match. Steamboat last wrestled in June 2010 as his son Richie's tag team partner in a match on WWE developmental show Florida Championship Wrestling. He enjoyed a brief four-month comeback in WWE in 2009, highlighted by a WrestleMania feud with Chris Jericho, as well as house show matches with Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. He retired from full-time competition in 1994 after suffering a career-ending back injury in WCW during a match with Steve Austin. Steamboat first made his name in the Carolinas, wrestling for Jim Crockett Promotions, and in fact won the Mid-Atlantic TV title from Ric Flair in Raleigh in 1977, as well as winning the first of his NWA World Tag Team titles there with Jay Youngblood in 1979. Big Time Wrestling is an East Coast-based independent that's been in operation since 2006. It bills itself as the continuing legacy of New England-based Big Time Wrestling that was run by Tony Santos in the 1960s. Women of Wrestling, a.k.a. WOW, was featured yesterday on CBS Mornings with CBS reporter Dana Jacobson interviewing WOW wrestlers Candy Crush and Foxy Fierce, trainer and color commentator AJ Mendez, creator David McClain, as well as WOW owner and co-owner of the LA Lakers, Jeannie Buss.
What was important to me was to invest my personal funds in women's sports. But the business side of me said, what business would be sustainable, that we could create something that would last for decades? And wrestling kind of checked all those boxes.
The distribution deal was touted in a WOW press release as the largest in the history of women's wrestling. Included in the station groups that'll carry WOW as part of the deal are CBS-owned and operated stations, as well as Sinclair Communications, Nexstar Broadcasting, Hearst Television, Tegna Media, Weagle Broadcasting, Gray Media, and Cox Television. In Impact news, last night's taped edition of Impact featured the final appearance of the Good Brothers team of Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson, as was originally reported by PW Insider back on August 28th when the show was recorded. Gallows and Anderson fell in defeat to the Motor City Machine Guns in the main event of the evening. They are now expected to go back to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Also on the show, Impact Tag Champs Mike Bennett and Matt Taven beat Josh Alexander and Rich Swann by disqualification, and Speedball Mike Bailey successfully defended the X Division title against Mascara Dorada, formerly known in WWE as Grand Metalik. Congratulations are in order to AEW's MJF as he revealed on Instagram yesterday that he's now engaged to his longtime girlfriend Naomi Rosenbloom. With information on New Japan Pro Wrestling, here is the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
The two-night Rumble on 44th Street event, happening October 27th and 28th at the Palladium in New York City, will be available on pay-per-view through Fight, according to an announcement yesterday from New Japan. We reported earlier this week on the October 27th show being added by New Japan, due to the original October 28th show selling out quickly. The shows will feature talent from New Japan and Japanese women's wrestling promotion Stardom, competing on the same card for the first time. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
Before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that the Wrestling News is on Twitter. Follow @WrestlingNewsAV for Arcadian Vanguard's daily wrestling newscast, breaking news, and more. Once again, follow @WrestlingNewsAV for the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is also on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/WrestlingNewsAV to follow the Wrestling News. For those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, make the Wrestling News a part of your daily routine. Just say, Alexa, play the Wrestling News podcast. Make sure you add podcast at the end, as Echo can be very particular. And finally, for those who consume their podcasts on YouTube, the Wrestling News is available on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube channel. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.